Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, this evening. Welcome to Victory Against All Odds right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Benton. Thank you for joining me this evening. Call someone, text someone, tweet someone. Let them know we are live on the air. Call-in number is 818-572-2919. Again, that's 818-572-2919. This evening, I'm going to do something a little different. We've been off the air for about 2 weeks after we had a very extensive series on an American epidemic called suicide. And apparently this is truly and was well overdue and a much-deserved topic of discussion. And so I am glad that we had that discussion, we had that talk, and hope that that helped someone, gave some people some tools, some things that we need, that all of us need, and to be prepared for that unexpected phone call. Again, I want to say thank you for joining me. The chat room is open. I do apologize. We are having some technical difficulties with Blog Talk, so that forgive me for my lateness. Again, this evening, I wanted to do something a little different. I wanted to do what we call a pause break and want to check in with you all. I decided that we needed to do what we call a pause break. We need to see where we are. Victory celebrated its first anniversary on June the 27th, 2012. I thank each and every one of you who have hung in there with me all year thus far, and for those who may have joined me even later, I appreciate you. And wanted to know how we were doing, how you are doing, and of course, you know that I desire that we walk in victory. That is the goal. That is my mission. That is my call on this evening. So I wanted to do a review, see how we are progressing, how you're progressing in your walk. Thank you, Brother Dre, for joining me this evening. I truly do miss you dearly, and I thank you for joining me. I appreciate you. I know that you are truly loved. Again today, 16th day of the seventh month of 2012. I find this to be very significant, very significant. You asked me why. I'm glad you asked me why. Because at the beginning of this year, 2012, I spoke to you, I spoke into your lives, and we declared and we decreed a couple of things this year. So now, for those who were not with me at the beginning of this year, I just want you to know, and I want to reiterate those things that we agreed upon at the beginning of the year. At the beginning of the year, we established a couple of things. We established that 2012 was a year of putting things back in order. It was a year of the beginning of dividing light from darkness. It was the beginning of a new year for you, a new year in your life, a year of divine order in your lives. So one of the things that we established was what 20 represents. 20 is redemption. It means to it's restoration and healing. 12, which means divine order. But let's break 12 down is what I said. We broke 12 down, and we decided to break it down like this. 1 means beginning or primary order, and 2 means division or separating light from darkness. So, here we are. Here we are with those two things that I have just read to you. And so now let's feel our journey so far. Let's feel our journey. Let's know what life can be like. Let's see where you are. We know that life can be a series of losses. We know that life can be a series of crises. In some cases, it can be traumatic. life can be full of trauma, some predictable and unexpected, and some are utterly and totally a surprise. So some are developmental and some are situational. Just living life can be ups and it has its downs. You know what I mean when I say that. So, you know, just living, being on the land of the living means that we're going to constantly have to resolve problems, situations, and circumstances. We're going to have to encounter some warfare. Sometimes we end up in situations that causes us a life of being caged, bound, imprisoned by our problems. We become victims, caged up by our problems, our situations, and our circumstances. You find yourself not being able to go beyond those iron bars, not being able to go beyond that thing that holds you, that thing that has you caged. We become limited by the realm of the area that we are confined. And so throughout the year, I have given you all tools to help you war against the things that have had you caged, those things that have you bound, situations concerning suicide, situations concerning child abuse, how to cope, the coping mechanisms that we use. I said those things were some good and some bad. We use them for the good and we use them for the bad. We talked about sexual abuse, and we talked about how sexual abuse couldn't cause you to live a caged life and have you bound, confined to a world of secrecy. Being caged in a world of secrecy is not a pleasant place to be. Full of shame and guilt, torment, fear, untrust. That's not what life is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be caged and bound. We talked about child abuse and being caged with fear, shame, guilt, bitterness, anger, caged, limited by the realm of the area that confines us, being in brass bars, behind cage, imprisoned in our own world, full of secrecy. That's not the way it's supposed to be. That's not the way it's supposed to be. That's not the way it's supposed to be. We talked about using our tools to help us chop down those giants in our life. We talked about using our tools so that we could learn how to unlock the cage, unlock and free ourselves. Today is the seventh month that represents completion. This is why it's significant for me today. 16 represents freedom, salvation. 16 represents no longer being under the law because of love, actually. Love. Love covers a multitude of sin. Love can get us through anything. And what I like most is that the tools that we use, one of those tools that I used to help free me from being caged, from the thoughts of suicide, child abuse, sexual abuse, substance abuse, depression, is love. Love from the Father, love from Jesus Christ. He loved me just enough. He loved me just enough to die for me so that I could be free. So if he died so that I could be free, so that you could be free, so that your loved one could be free, so that that friend could be free, so that coworker can be free, so that child down the street could be free, why are we walking around still caged? Because we need the tools so that we can unlock the cage that has us limited to the area that we are confined, that we're bound. Like a bird in a cage. He can only fly in the circumference of that cage. If you go to the zoo, the lion is only confined by the area that is he is behind bars, desiring to come out, desiring to get out. We do not have to be caged. And so today I wanted to check in with you because we started off at the beginning of the year for some last year, if you joined me last year, some were still living a life of being a victim. And so I declared at the beginning of the year that we were going to be putting things back in order. 20 represents redemption. It represents restoration. It represents healing. 12 represents the beginning. It represents the beginning or primary order. It means separating. One represents the beginning, and two represents division. Now it's time this year. We talked about making steps, progress, giving you tools to begin to break down the walls that have you bound, the cage that has you confined, the chains that have you shackled and bound. Now it's time to cut, sever those ties, sever, cut that chain, open that cage, unlock that door, plow down that wall, separating the light from the darkness so that we can walk in light, so that we can walk in victory against all the odds that came against us, all the odds, all the obstacles in our life. So where are you today? I pray that you are no longer a victim. So because of the tools that you have been given, I pray that you are a survivor. But that's not all. That is not the goal. The goal is to be an overcomer. But you may just be a survivor. Guess what? You are moving. You are moving forward. There's a song saying moving forward. And that is what it's all about. Using your tools every day. When your anniversary comes up because you've been freed from the cage of child abuse. You've been freed from the thoughts of suicide. You've been delivered from child abuse. So when the anniversary comes and you start to feel a little weary, you start to have a memory and relapse and find yourself depressed, going back to the no. It is okay to have those feelings and to acknowledge it. But guess what? You're free. Just remember the part that you're free. You're no longer caged. It's an anniversary of those things. It's time to celebrate. But if by chance you've not quite gotten there, I came to tell you today, I stopped to do a pause break just for you. just for you today. I just stopped by to let you know to pick up the phone. Let's use those tools. Don't forget your tools. Use the phone. Call a friend. Call your pastor. Call the neighbor. Call your doctor. Call on Jesus. I know I'm speaking to the pastors. Everybody doesn't believe. Everybody doesn't have the same ultimate tool that I have. I'm speaking to you. I came by to let you know you have tools. You will not go back into the cage. Don't run back up in the cage. We will no longer have a cave mentality. Come out of the cave. Stay out the cage. Don't run back behind the wall. Don't go back and chain yourself up. Don't be bound. If you're free, stay free. Gain strength. Use your tools. Pick up the phone. Find that friend. Find that external resource that will help you continue to gain strength. It's a day-to-day walk. I guarantee you, you can do it. I am a living testimony. You can do it. I stopped by just to let you know you can do this. I stopped by to let you know you do not have to be bound. You don't have to be caged. You don't have to be confined to the area of your mindset, to that situation. You have freedom now. You can spread your wings. You can jump up and down. You can run from the ends of the earth. You can walk in victory. You can wave the banner and say, I'm free. I want you to stay free today. I came by to just tell you I want you to stay free. I want you to become that overcomer. I want you to have a testimony. Some didn't make it. And for those family members of those who didn't make it, we pray for you. We lift you up in prayer. We undergird you. For those who made it, for those who had strength, for those who were beaten down, there is strength. There is hope. I came by to let you know we still have some hope. I came by to impart some more hope in you, some more prayer for you, some more strength for you, some more favor for you, just for you. I came by to let you know that there is hope, there is help, there is strength, there is favor, there is prayer. You are free. You can walk in your deliverance on today. You can walk in your freedom today. You don't even have to look back. Don't look back. Just keep moving forward. Everybody may not be able to have strength. Maybe you do look back. Okay, if you look back, just don't go back. Don't turn around. Look back. But look back, looking forward, saying, I was there, but I am here now. Some have small victories, and some have great big leaps. Guess what? Don't despise the small steps. I came by to let you know that as long as you are moving, you are stepping forward, you are stepping forward, you are making ground, you are making having victory. I'm sorry. You're having victory. And guess what? Baby steps is all right. We have to crawl before we can walk. If you have to hop, if you have to skip, if you have to jump, run, just keep moving. Don't stay stuck on Stuck Street. Don't stay blocked on Unmovable Boulevard. Get off of Unmovable Boulevard. Don't stay there. Cross the street. Cross the street. Go up to the corner. Whatever you have to do, I need you to fight for your freedom. I need you to have victory on today. I stopped by to let you know you can do this. I can stop by to let you know no longer are we in bondage under the law because of love. because we are free. 16 represents salvation. Salvation to me represents freedom. I know a man who died just for me so that I could be free. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I make no apologies this evening. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not. Because if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ, I wouldn't be here. I know I've not spent a lot of time on my testimony because it's not about me. But maybe somebody needed to hear that today. I had to take 2 weeks because I've just been going and going and giving and feeding you and pouring out, and I just needed a minute just to recess, just to process, to meditate. And apparently you all needed that. You needed that because my numbers have quadrupled. Just the series on suicide racked over 1,000 listeners by itself, the last episode. So the total sum of just that four-part series, I'm halfway there. I'm halfway there. So that means that you all are listening, and I need to know that. So because you are listening, I need to know that you are okay, that you are making progress. How are you doing today? You're using your tools. How am I doing? I'm doing just fine. Because as I give you tools, I am gaining strength. I thank God I'm walking in freedom, total freedom. But there's just nothing more than be more excited than to know that you are listening. You are using the tools that God blessed me to give you that work for me. And if I can stand here today and tell you that I am free, I know that you can be free too. So I just stopped by again to tell you today, you don't have to any longer be caged. No longer do you have to run back in the cage when things don't look so good. No longer do you have to go back in the cage when the situation doesn't work out the way you think. Just because something happens in your life or because you stumbled across an obstacle, or just because you had a thought or you ran into a situation that brought a flashback, you don't have to go backwards. You keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. We know that in this particular time, in this particular season, looking at the things that are going on around us, we're hearing about losses of jobs. People are losing their jobs, their homes, their cars. I went to two funerals last week. Two. The loss of friends, family, supporting people, loss of your position, loss of your status. Loss of respect because of whatever the situation may be, an illness, an operation, an accident, the death of a child, your spouse, the news of a terminal illness, all these things. Or we talked about serve and return. We talked about our generation. We talked about our future seed. We have to be healed, whole, and delivered. Why? Ask me why. I'll be glad to tell you. Because we have a generation that coming up behind us. We need them to be broken and bound and caged and sick. And I'm talking about not just physically sick. I'm talking about mentally sick. Because they are our future now, if you would say, if you allow me to say that. They are our presidents, our lawyers, our teachers, our preachers, our apostles, our pastors, our prophets, our bus drivers, our janitors, our engineers, our doctors, our judges. They need to be healed, whole, free, and delivered. They need to know who they are. They need to be strong men and women. And this is why I said to you earlier in the year, I said we need to make sure that we are healed, whole, and delivered so that our seed grows up. Heal, hold, and deliver. We need to be careful. We need to be mindful how we serve and return. Remember, we talked about that. Serve and return, like tennis. Our children serve us. We need to be able to return in the manner that they served. So if they live in a contentious house, how do you think the return is going to go? How do you think the reserve is going to go? If they live in a contentious house where things are unbalanced, the return is not going to be favorable. Mom and dad need to be healed, whole, and delivered. Otherwise, we're in trouble. This is why this is such a compassion to me, because we have a generation coming up behind us. Look at the news. Bullying. Children committing suicide, children killing their parents. This is not the order of the day, people of God, and those who are listening. It's not the order of the day. That is out of order. And we're trying to put things back in order. So it starts with you. Be honest, be true to thyself. Be true. To thyself, be true. I just wanted to say thank you, Empowerment House Place and Powerhouse Ministries, for joining me in the chat room. Appreciate you. Okay, I have about 8 minutes left. And I just wanted to say if you have anything, any comments, questions, prayer requests, if you're in a chat room, then you are more than welcome to dial in 818-572-2919. If you're in the chat room and you want to call in, you are more than welcome to do so. If you have a comment, you can type your comment in. That's fine. I appreciate you. I just wanted to let everyone know that today I stopped by to just check in and see how you're doing, to make sure that we can do a pause break, to make sure that you know that we are moving forward, not backwards. We're moving forward. And as we continue the rest of this year moving forward, that we will continue to give you tools, weapons, so that you can continue to live a victorious life, that you can walk in victory against all odds, that you too can overcome all odds against you, every obstacle that comes to try and block you and keep you bound, caged, chained. We don't have to be bound any longer, chained, caged, shackled. Not in 2012. So I came here to help you walk in victory on today. I hope I have said something to encourage your heart. I hope I've said something to allow you to take a pause break to assess where you are. I hope I've said something that will cause you to think things through, that will encourage your heart. I hope that you won't turn your head to the child down the street who needs help. I hope you don't turn your head to abuse and drug addiction and depression and suicide. I hope you are paying attention. I pray you are paying attention. I pray you're paying attention. As I looked at the numbers and I listened to the news, suicide is off the chain. It is it's just ridiculous. And it is time for us to step up to the plate, especially those of us who are in the body. That's our job. Thank you so much for listening. So join me again next week. We're going to pick up where we left off. Don't quite know what that's going to look like just yet, as this run all by Jesus Christ himself. He controls all this, and I have surrendered this whole victory against all odds to him because he gave that to me. I didn't think of it. He dropped it in my lap. That is my testimony, and I'm sticking to it. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. God bless each and every one of you on this evening. I do have a calling queue. I guess I could open the line just to see if you have a comment or question. Caller, area code 919, last four digits is 1041. If you don't have a comment, God bless you. Empowerment, please, God bless you. God bless you. Powerhouse Ministries as well. God bless you. Thank each and every one of you. Caller 1041, last digits, you are on the air. Do you have a comment, question, or prayer request? Caller 919, you are on the air live. Do you have a comment, or a question, or a prayer request?
No, not really. I just wanted to thank you for, this is actually my first visit, and it has blessed my spirit, and I just want to thank God for the woman of God.
Amen. Praise God for you. Thank you for listening, each and every one of you. Thank you so much. Okay. Well, thank you for listening, and thank you for joining me this evening. I appreciate you. And we're going to close out with, one of my favorite songs. God bless you. Okay. I tell you, Log Talk is just going to be having a time this evening. It's just so slow. Give me a moment here. Give me a moment. It's still spinning. Hold on. Okay, let's try this.
You see it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give him honor. Give him glory. Worship him in this place. Hallelujah. Worthy thou art, God. We bless the name of Jesus. We honor him. For he's worthy. There's no one like him. Hallelujah. To talk about John, but the Bible says that the Lord God shall be exalted. Hallelujah. He's majestic. He's radiant. The Apostle Paul speaks of the majesty of God when he says, and now unto him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine. To him be glory and honor, and we give glory to God right now in this place.
God bless you. Thank you all for joining me on tonight. God bless you.